You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is let go and let God. The scripture is Matthew 5, 38 through 42. My text is Matthew 5, 38 and 39, which states, ye have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. What the Old Testament permission was in case of injury, and here the expression is only, ye have heard that it has been said, not as before, concerning the commands of the Ten Commandments, that it has been said by or to them of old time. It was a command that everyone should of necessity require such satisfaction, but they might lawfully insist upon it if they pleased, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. This we find in Exodus 21 and 24 verse, Leviticus 24 chapter and 20th verse, Deuteronomy 19 and 21. In all which places, it is appointed to be done by the magistrate, who is an official entrusted with the administration of the laws, who bears not the sword in vain, but is the minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath. Romans 13, 4. Now, so far, this is enforced with us as a direction to magistrates to use the sword of justice according to the good and wholesome laws of the land, for the terror of evildoers and the vindication of the oppressed. That judge neither feared God nor regarded man who would not avenge the poor widow of her adversary, Luke 18, 2 and 3. And it is enforced as a rule to lawgivers to provide accordingly and wisely to apportion punishments to crimes for the restraint of robbery and violence and the protection of innocency. What the New Testament precept is as to the one who makes the complaint in a legal action or procedure himself, his duty is to forgive the injury as done to himself and no further to insist upon the punishment of it that is necessary to the public good. And this precept is in agreement to the meekness of Christ and the gentleness of his yoke. Christ teaches us here, we must not be revengeful. I say unto you that if you resist not evil, the evil person that is injurious to you, the resisting of any ill attempt upon us is here as generally and expressly forbidden, as the resisting of the higher powers is, Romans 13, 2. And yet, this does not repeal the law of self-preservation and the care we ought to take of our families. We may avoid evil and resist, and may resist it so far as is necessary to our own security, but it must not render evil for evil, must not bear a grudge, nor avenge ourselves, nor study to be even with those that have treated us unkindly. But we must go beyond them by forgiving them. Proverbs 20:22, 24:29, 25:21, and 22. Romans 12:7. The law of retaliation must be made consistent with the law of love. Nor, if any have injured us, is our pay in our own hands, but in the hands of God, to whose wrath we must give place, and sometimes in the hands of his deputy, where it is necessary for the preservation of the public peace. But it will not justify us in hurting our brother to say that he began, for it is the second blow that makes the quarrel. And when we were injured, we had an opportunity not to justify our injuring him, but to show ourselves the true disciples of Christ by forgiving him. One thing our Savior specifies to show that Christians must patiently yield to those who bear hard upon them rather than contend. When someone gives you a blow on the cheek, excuse me, which is an injury to me in my body, whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, which is not only a hurt, but an insult and indignity. 2 Corinthians 11:20. If a man in anger or scorn thus abuse thee, turn to him the other cheek. That is, instead of avenging that injury, prepare for another and bear it patiently. Give not the rude man as good as he brings. Do not challenge him, nor enter an action against him. If it be necessary to the public peace that he be bound to his good behavior, lead that to the magistrate. But for thine own part, it will ordinarily be the wisest course to pass it by and take no further notice of it. There are no bones broken, no great harm done. Forgive it and forget it. And if proud fools think the worst of thee and laugh at thee for it, all wise men will value and honor thee for it as a follower of the blessed Jesus, who, though he was the judge of Israel, did not smite those who smote him on the cheek. Micah 5:1. Though this may perhaps, with some base spirits, expose us to the like insult another time. And so it is, in effect, to turn the other cheek. Let not that disturb us, but let us trust God and his providence to protect us in the way of our duty. Perhaps the forgiving of one injury may prevent another, when the avenging of it would but draw on another. Some will be overcome by submission, who by resistance would be the more exasperated. Proverbs 25:22. However, our pay is in Christ's hands, who will reward us with eternal glory for the shame we thus patiently endure. And though it be not directly inflicted, it if be quietly borne for conscience sake and in conformity to Christ's example, it shall be put upon the score of suffering for Christ. When you pull over to the side of the road, you want to feel safe. If you have to stop on the shoulder of a highway, it may be pretty nerve-wracking when people don't move a lane over. When you see police on the side of the road, people stopped, they don't move over, said Cape Coral driver Jameson Connors. Others, like Kara Awesome, pointed out a lack of awareness. There are a lot of people who don't even know that you're supposed to move over when there's an emergency in general. ambulance, fire truck, police car with their lights on, she explained. David Keith, also said from Cape Coral, shared his frightening experience. I was trying to change a flat tire and didn't have enough room in the emergency lane, Keith said. People seem to slow down a little bit, but some people just don't care and will come by doing 90 miles an hour without a second thought. Florida currently requires drivers to move over a lane if there are stop law enforcement or emergency vehicles with displayed warning lights. Cape Coral Police Officer Mercedes Phillips shed light on the change Florida lawmakers are putting into effect. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is victory. Joseph Haydn, the great Austrian composer, once was asked why his music was so cheerful. He replied, "When I think upon God, my heart is so full of joy that the notes dance and leap from my pen. And since God has given me a cheerful heart, it is important that I serve him with a cheerful spirit." Haydn had discovered the secret of lasting joy. I think on God. Looking at our circumstances won't bring us lasting joy. It may even lead to depression or anger. But when we think on God, when we turn our minds and hearts to his power and his love for us, we can't help but be joyful. Paul said, "Set your minds on things above, not on things on earth." 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Every day brings battles and temptations that sometimes make us feel like giving up. But the strength we need for victory over them comes from Christ. As we draw nearer to thee, discouragement, fear, and the desire to quit flee. So when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow, you may succeed with another blow. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night slipped down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news. Repent and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Stay encouraged, my friends. Keep looking up and realize your victory is in Christ. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you.